Youth Culture Today with Walt Mueller of the Center for Parent Youth Understanding.
I've learned that while it's dangerous to stereotype, profile, and pigeonhole kids, they oftentimes do send out visual and behavioral clues as to what is and is not happening in their lives. Recent research from Europe indicates that kids who immerse themselves in alternative subcultures, such as the goth, punk, and emo cultures, are more likely to self-harm and attempt suicide than kids in the overall teen population. Over 45% self-injure, and almost 1 in 5 attempt suicide. Kids in these subcultures are typically easy to identify by their adoption of distinct types of dress along with their musical tastes. Most are drawn to these subcultures in an effort to deal with extreme emotional pain, relational brokenness, and a desire to find a place to belong. Self-injury and suicide are more prevalent because of these factors. If you know a teen who identifies with a more extreme subculture, respond to any dangerous issues with Christ-like love and competent Christian counseling.
For more on youth culture, visit us on the web at cpyu.org.